Shalom to all. Today's Av is Cholon Daf Samach Daled, and we are starting Samach Yom Beis about 5 lines off from the bottom with the words Tan Rabbanon. And today's Av is sponsored by the Nishmas Mars Mem Sar Bas Miakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Oliyah. Now, the previous couple Davim, we were talking about non-kosher birds. Then we go on to discuss eggs. Tan Rabbanon, we have a brisa. Loichem Beitzim Ra'ivin Chavim B'chol Makom. One can buy eggs from a non-Jew in any place. Ve'ein Chayshin Loim Shum Veilas Loim Shum Treifas. We don't have to be Chayshin that came from a bird that's an Veil or Treifa. Asking more fine, but Vidil Medayv Tami Nenu, maybe came from a non-kosher bird. So Amar Avud Shmuel, he answers, but Amos referring to the non-Jew had said, Shalayv Plani Tahar, it's from this bird, and that's a kosher bird, so you're allowed to buy those eggs. Asking more of Vilema, why can't the non-Jew just say as follows? Shalayv Tahar, they're from a kosher bird. Why does he have to tell us it's from that bird, which is kosher? He should just say it's a kosher bird. And the answer is because, if so, he'll be able to slip away, meaning we won't be able to verify his claim. If he tells us that they're from such and such bird, and we know that that's kosher, so we can verify it, we can go get eggs from that bird and see if they're comparable to the ones the non-Jew is selling, and he's going to be afraid to lie in that case, so we could trust him. But if he just says, they're from a kosher bird, even if you bring a whole bunch of eggs from other kosher birds and show how they're not like the egg that he's selling, he'll always be able to give an excuse and say, what are you talking about? I'm referring to a different kosher bird that you didn't bring an egg from. And therefore, he has to specifically say what type of bird it came from. And Mark continues asking, why not just check the simonim of the egg itself, and that way you'll be able to tell that it's kosher. The time you have a brisa, kisimoni beitzim, kach simoni dogim. The simon of kosher eggs is like the simon of kosher fish. Now, right away, we have to clarify. What does that mean? Simoni dogim, sakadaitach? You think the simon of kosher fish is the same as kosher eggs? The Torah says that kosher fish have a snapper and kaskases, fins and scales, and eggs definitely do not have fins and scales. The Torah says you're right. El Emo, really, what the Bryce is saying, the kachsimani, salam chadal on Ralph on top, ubari dogim, the same simon as the ubar, basically as the eggs of fish. The proper word for this is roe, R-O-E. In other words, the way that the eggs of kosher fish are inside them, those look very similar to kosher bird eggs. And that's a simonim. We continue with Tanya Gai Beitzim. We have a Bryce just like by eggs, Eloy and Simoni Beitzim. These are the simonim of kosher eggs. Kol shekaideres ve'agul goyles, anything which is kaideres is like a lashon of kadur, a ball, meaning it's round, and agul gailas also means that it's round. Now, the reason why the Brisa uses two of the same word is that a person shouldn't think that it's round like a coin, basically round but also flat. So that's why it uses kaideres v'agul gailas, means it's round and also wide like a ball, similar to the way our eggs look. They're not just round and flat. The Brisa further describes rosh echad kad v'rosh echad chad. One of the ends of a kosher egg is rounded. Kad is kind of like a pitcher, so it's rounded, and chad means sharp, so it's a little bit pointy at one end. Tahayra, that's kosher, was shnei rosh hakadin, if both of the ends of the egg are either round or pointed, tumein, then it's not kosher. Another description, chelbon mibachutz, v'chelmon mibifnim, tahayra, if the chelbon is on the outside and the chelmon is on the inside, it's kosher. Now, chelbon is the white of the egg, called albumin, and an easy way to remember this is that the sherish of the word chelbon is chalav, cheslam and beis, and chalav, milk, is white, so the chelbon of the egg is white, and the chelmon is the yolk, that's the inside, so that's a kosher egg, whereas the other way around, chelmon mibachutz, v'chelbon mibifnim, if the yellow is on the outside and the white is on the inside, tumeya, it's not kosher. Also, chelmon v'chelbon ma'iravin zabazet, if the chelmon and chelbon mix with each other, b'yadushi basis sharetz, that's for sure known that it's the egg of a sharetz. The bottom line is, we see clearly from this brisa that we have simonim of a kosher egg, so if a non-Jew sells a yidden egg, why doesn't he just look for the simonim, and he'll see if it's kosher or non-kosher? He doesn't have to hear from the non-Jewish seller which bird it came from. So our answer is, it's only not saying case where they're cut open, so we can't see the outside of how it looks. Ask the Gemara, what's the big deal? Still, v'livdik b'chelmon v'chelbon. Check the chelmon and chelbon to see if the yolk is on the inside and white is on the outside, then it's kosher. If not, it's not kosher. The answer is, b'chufas b'ka'ara. It's talking about where they're ready, mixed up, and stirred up in a bowl, and so you can't see which one's which because everything's mushed together. Ask the Gemara, v'chai gavn mizam niminayu. In such a case, one would be allowed to buy from a non-Jew. You can't do that. V'tani, we have a brass that says, ain mechem beitzos treifa ev kachavim. One's not allowed to sell the egg of a treifa bird to a non-Jew because he might in turn sell it to a Jew. Elam kin treifa b'ka'ara, unless it's already cracked open and mixed up in a dish. Therefore, in lechemhem beitzim shuvas bakara, we clearly see from here we're not allowed to buy eggs already mixed up in a dish from a non-Jew. So it can't be that we're talking about where a non-Jew is selling a yid an egg which is cracked open and mixed in a bowl. That's when he has to say it came from this and this kosher bird, because anyway, a yid can't buy such an egg. So Elam Rabzeir, or rather Rabzeir explains differently, simonim lav dairaisa. Actually, the simonim of a kosher egg, they're not dairaisa. They're just based off of observation. We look at all the eggs of kosher birds, and it turns out that this is all their similarities, but it's not their dairaisa. If you don't say that, Hadam Rav Asi, that which Rav Asi said, Shmaya Sveikas Hain, that there's 8 cases of Sveikas of birds which we had 2 daf ago. Well, why is it they're Sveikas? Lived with Beis Mitu. Just check their eggs to see if they have all the similarities of kosher eggs. And from the fact that we do not say that, El Shmaya Minam, as we learn from here, Simon Lav Doiraisa, that the Simon of what a kosher egg is not Doiraisa. And therefore, when a person buys an egg from a non Jew, he has to hear from him which bird it came from, and if it's a kosher bird, so then he'd be allowed to have it. Ask more fine, El Mai Hosek Tanula. Now, why do we have this whole Braisa, which was extremely descriptive of what a kosher egg is? If it's not Daraisa anyway, what does it make a difference? And the answer is Hachikamar. This is really the Brice is clarifying. Shnei Roshei Akadin or Shnei Roshei Achadin, if both ends of the egg are either round or pointed, Oy, Chamin B'chas V'chamin B'fnim. If the yolk is on the outside and the white is on the inside, Vadei Tmeya, then you know for sure it's not kosher. Whereas Reshei Chad, Chad, Reshei Chad, Kad, if one of the ends is pointy and the other one is round, V'chelbin B'chas V'chamin B'fnim, and the white is on the outside and the yolk is on the inside, V'amar L'cha, and the fellow tells you, Shalif Plani V'tarhu, that's from this and this bird, and that's a kosher bird, then Smech Aleim or Alei, you could rely on him that that's a kosher egg. However, B'stama, if he just gives you this egg, even though it has all different sides of the kosher egg, but he didn't say which bird it's from, he just said, Stam, it's from a kosher bird, Loitus Mechaleim, you cannot rely on them. And why is that? Because we have some eggs from an Irev that are similar to that of a Yaina, and we know that an Irev is not kosher, and therefore, even if it displays all the signs of a kosher egg, if we don't know for sure what type of bird it came from, so then it cannot be eaten. And we can be discussing our Mayer, the last part of the Bryce had said, Chelbin Vechelmin, Ma'i Ravin Zabazet, Piyadushi Beis Asheretz, if the Chelbin and Chelmin are mushed together, so you know that that's the egg of a Sheretz. Ask the Gemara of Ma'i Hilchasa, in regards to what halacha is that relevant. So Amar Vagabar Chama, he says, Lairam means to tell us, Shem Rikma, that if it was Rikma, and this is the word the Gemara uses for describing when the egg's been fertilized and the baby already started forming inside, so it was Rikma, and then Vinikva, it got a hole in it, and we're actually going to read the parentheses, but switch the words around, Metama, Bekadasha, as Metama, the size of a lentil. That's because since it already started forming the little baby Sheretz inside the egg, it's considered a Sheretz, and we know that a Sheretz is Metama Bekadasha. And so that's why we have to know what a Beitzas Sheretz is. However, Masko Ravina asked on this, Vidomanachashi, maybe it's a snake egg, which is very similar, but a snake is not Metame. So Elam Rava, rather Rava, the answer is differently. She'im Rikma v'achala. We're talking about if already started forming the little baby inside, and he ate this egg, Loikale Mishum Sheretz Sheretz Al Aretz, he's going to get Malkus for eating a Sheretz. Ask the Gemara Yachi, if that's so, my Iriyat Meha, why do we have to say this din specifically by a non kosher egg of a Sheretz? Afil Tarunami, this applies even by a kosher egg. The time you have a Braisa, the Pasuk tells us, Kala Sheretz HaSheretz Al Aretz. What do we learn from here? This is including regular chicks, meaning even kosher chicks that came from a kosher bird. If they haven't yet opened their eyes after hatching, if one eats them, he's going to be chai for eating a sheretz. So why do we have to say this din regarding the egg of a sheretz, even in regards to the egg of a kosher bird? One's not allowed to eat it, or the chick that hatched from it, if it hadn't opened its eyes yet. So this explanation is also problematic. And our answer is that midrabanan, this din that we just mentioned regarding a kosher bird, that a person would be considered eating a sheretz if he ate it before the eyes opened, that's only din drabanan. Ukras machtava alma, the pasuk is just a smach. But in regards to the egg of a sheretz itself, if a person eats from it after it already started forming, then he would be chayv mida oiraisa for eating from a sheretz. And we're discussing eggs. Tanarabon, we have a braisa, giule beitzim mutaros. Giule beitzim is mutter. Now, this word giul is usually used in reference to when we have a bunch of different things being cooked together. One of them is not kosher or might be problematic for the mixture. And that which it expels is called the giul. So over here, we're talking about a non kosher egg, which was cooked with kosher eggs. And so this giul beitzim, whatever was expelled by the non kosher egg, is mutter. That's because it's really just considered water. Rashi calls it the maya ba'almahu. It doesn't actually give flavor to the kosher eggs. So the kosher eggs remain kosher and they're fine, even though, again, they were cooked with a non kosher egg. Now, what about the following? Beitzim muzarois, which are usually translated as unfertilized eggs, namely the hen sat on them for quite some time, but they were never fertilized, and they actually kind of get ruined inside. Something changes with inside them, even though they're not fertilized, so a chick isn't developing, but something does change inside them. And as the Brisa says, nefesh yafa toichleim, a person who's yafa, which means he's not grossed out by things like this, he could eat them, they're perfectly fine. Now what about the following? Nimtzala karadam, if a blood spot is found on it, zarkas adam v'aychas ashar, he could throw the blood away but eat the rest of the egg, and that's not a problem. Now Rabbi Yirmiyahu, he clarifies, v'hushin nimtzal kesher shalah, that's only if the blood spot is found on that kesher of the egg, which is machlekes where exactly the kesher of the egg is, and that's because this kesher of the egg, which at least according to Rashi, is on the rounded part of it, is where the zera of the rooster attaches itself, and that's going to be where the embryo, the baby chick, is going to start developing. So as long as there's this one spot of blood by the kesher, that means that nothing started developing yet, so we could remove it, and the rest of the egg is mutter. Now, Tani Dustai, Avud Rav Avtariki, Dustai, the father of Tariki, taught as follows, Loishanu El Shenimtzal Chalbon Shalah. That's only if it's found on the chalbon, on the white of the egg. Avul Nimtzal Chalbon Shalah, but it was found on the yolk, Afil Beitz Asura, even the rest of the egg is Asur, just taking away the blood spot's not going to help. And my time, why is that? That's because the Shad Tichla Bakula, it must be the Tichla, which Rashi translates as the destruction and ruination of the egg, has now gone through the entire thing. In other words, it's not just a regular eating egg anymore. If that blood spot was found on the yolk, then it means the entire egg has already started changing to begin developing into an embryo, so you're not allowed to eat any of it, even though, again, there's only just one little blood spot there. Now, Rav Gvim Beikosel Ravashi, he says, there's a teacher of Brises who taught the opposite in front of Abaye, but Abaye, who the Tartsani Aleachi, it was Abaye who clarified this for him that it really should be like the way we said it. Kitty Yuskas Nan Kosher Eggs, Amr Chiske, he says, how do we we know that egg from a non-kosher bird is asur midaraisa and salad to be eaten? And the answer is shenamar, because it says ve'eis bas hayano. This is a description of one of the birds which is not kosher. It calls it a bas hayano. Now the yano, according to most people, is understood as the ostrich, but it calls it the bas hayano. So the question is, v'chi bas yashalal yano? Does a yano, an ostrich, have a daughter? It doesn't have a daughter. We only say that something has a daughter or son if it gives birth to a live animal, like a cow can have a daughter or son, or a goat. Loisavashal gedi bechalev imai. But something that lays eggs is not considered to have a daughter. So what does that mean? Bas yano. Ela ezu, what's this referring to when we say bas? Zu beitza tmeya is referring to the egg of a non-kosher bird, and that's what Pasuk is emphasizing when saying bas yano, that the egg of a non-kosher bird is also usher to eat. Ask the Gemara of Dilma Hainu Shmayu. Maybe that's the name of the ostrich. It's called bas yano. The Gemara says, don't think that. Because we have a Pasuk that says bas amil achzar kayainim bamidbar. So the Pasuk, when it's calling a plural, says ya'anim, but obviously the singular version is ya'ana. So we see it's not called bas, it's just called regular yana, says the Gemara of Vloy. We have a Pasuk the other way around. Vaksay, the Pasuk tells us, Esa misbid ketanim ve'evel kibinois yana. So we see in this Pasuk it's called binois yana. And the answer is that no. This Pasuk specifically is telling us something different. Kiyana zushim sabel salboneha. Since this Pasuk is talking about mourning, as in Avelos, it uses the word bas yana to bring out the point of a yana mourning over its children. Actually, the binois of the Pasuk is referring to the child, not the bird itself. As the Gemara of Vaksay, we have another Pasuk that says, Veshachnu sham binois yana. So we see that it's called binois yana. So once again, the Gemara answers no. Kiyana zu shishachenis imboneha. The Pasuk is talking about a yana which is living with its children, and it's not calling the yana itself binois or bas yana. Ask the Gemara another Pasuk. Like, so the Pasuk tells us, techabdeni chayas asadeh, the animals of the field are going to honor me, tanim u binois yana. Now we talk about the beitza. If you want to say binois yana, meaning when we say bas, it's referring to the egg of the yana. That can't be here, because beitza bas memer shira, he is an egg able to say shira. This Pasuk we had translated that chabdeni chayas asadeh, they're going to honor me, which means these things are going to say shira to Hashem, and it calls them benois yana. Eggs can't sing shira. It must be that the name of this bird is the bas yana. So we're answers differently. El uksiv hayana uksiv bas hayana. Some pesukim have yana, some pesukim have bas yana. Vashani hacha, but over here specifically, in regards to non-kosher birds, the pasuk safra l'shtei tevas, that the cipher, when he writes it in the Torah, it's two separate words, bas yana. That tells us that we're talking about two separate things. The yana is the ostrich, and the bas is referring to the egg. As the Gemara, is that really true with the pasuk safra? When every time a cipher writes something in two separate words, that means it's talking about two totally separate things, two names. That can't be. El Miata, what about the following? When we had a whole discussion about the fight between the four and five kings, one of the king's name was Kedar La'omer. And so the question is, as Kedar La'omer, the pasuk safra betray, the cipher writes it as Kedar La'omer, two separate words. You want to say it's two separate names? It's definitely not two separate names. This was just one king, Kedar La'omer. So where else is different? Amri, they said, Hasam b'shtei tevas pasuklu. Over there, the cipher could split it into two words, but b'shnei sheetin loy pasukluhu. He can't write it on two separate lines. He's not allowed to write Kedar at the end of one line and La'omer in the beginning of the next line. Aval hacham, over here, by bas yano, afil b'shnei sheetin ayin pasukluhu. He can even separate them on two separate lines. He could write bas at the end of one line and yano at the beginning of the next line, and that clearly shows that it's two words. So yano is the name of the ostrich, and the bas yano is referring to the egg. We're going to stop it for the day. I pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.